A former curator is suing senior leaders of the Worcester Art Museum. She accuses her supervisor and the museum's director of discrimination. WBUR's Cristela Guerra has more.
In a 64-page lawsuit filed in Worcester County Superior Court, Rachel Parikh alleges she was mocked and ridiculed because she is a brown-skinned South Asian Indian woman and subjected to a hostile and offensive work environment. She resigned from her job as associate curator of the museum's Arts of Asia and the Islamic World last fall.
Day to day was incredibly difficult because I was constantly on edge. I was just waiting for a comment to be made or something to happen. And you're constantly on overdrive, so to speak.
Her lawsuit, filed last month, details events that allegedly occurred at work and outside the museum. Parikh alleges that executive director Matthias Vasek and his husband asked intrusive questions about her cultural heritage and imitated an Indian accent when discussing a television show. She also claims her supervisor, Claire Whitner, told her to dress up and to wear makeup to, quote, look like a curator. Parikh also alleges she was overlooked for a promotion. Parikh's attorney, Lana Sullivan, says this is the second lawsuit her firm has filed against the museum and Vasek.
Well, sadly, it appears that nothing's changed since the earlier lawsuit was brought. The same individuals are largely involved in this. It does not feel as though the museum got the message that it is required by law to maintain a working environment free of discrimination and retaliation.
The previous case, filed in 2015, was settled, Sullivan says. Prior to Parikh's resignation, the museum hired a third party to investigate her concerns. They found Parikh's claims to be largely credible, though no other colleagues would corroborate her accounts.
You know, the environment can make you come to the realization when you look around that you are the only one that identifies as a POC.
In a statement, Vasek called the allegations, quote, patently false and staggering. A museum spokesperson said via email that, quote, the organization remains committed to providing a workplace where everyone is treated with dignity and respect, and looks forward to addressing these claims through the legal process. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Cristela Guerra.